American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
It's me, Nick Ramirez, podcasting live from the Dogwater Studios in the city of Art Town. Joining me today in the studio is Chewbacca, my co-host, and we got Mr. Baker in here. Also in the back, we got the engineer, Dogwater fucking Dick. Also, for our oral pleasure, we got a band called The Fellow Knees.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
And the show begins.
Yeah.
And it's spelled T-H-E. Fellow, F-E-L-L-O-W, knees, like on your body, with the K.
Did you do well in spelling?
T-F-K.
The Fellow Knees? Is that like the Brothers knees. Grimm?
Yep. Kind of, except more felonies.
Prison-oriented.
More talented. Yeah, it's,
More bruises.
We play more music than them.
So we got,
and tell less stories.
So over here we got Lex White on the guitar. Say hi to everybody.
Oh, hey, everyone. That's me.
And
Lex!
How do you say it? Ostgard.
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 I think it means East Garden,
is that like
right?
If somebody, like if there was a guy named Oscar and he did you, then you'd be Oscar'd?
Sort of, yeah. I Oscar'd everything last week.
Or is it Osgard?
Ostgard.
It's kind of like the wizard.
The wizard Ostgard.
This doesn't make any. Did you make that up or are your parents hippies?
I think I made it up about
okay, good.
10 years before I was born.
Fuck. So your name's not really like Bill.
No, okay. No, it's Zachariah, actually.
Oh.
Well, thanks for being with us today, fellas. It's good to have you.
Thank you.
In the clubhouse today. First off, before we get going here, I like running this like a meeting instead of a show, right?
Who's all right, taking
everybody,
the minutes?
Everybody in the
you're probably wondering why
audience.
I've asked you all here.
Yeah, it feels very corporate.
You've been served.
We want to say... what do you say when somebody passes away? Our condolences
shit.
To the family, and we're grieving right with you for our brother,
yeah, our
and uncle fuck pops, Dennis LaPrairie. Yeah,
good friend, good dude.
What a
nickname
ECV,
too.
Jubs, FYD, yeah,
been around for a long time.
Burning Man,
Nevada Barbarians.
So
good dude.
Yeah.
Very.
But me, Rory, Chewy, we all were pretty close with Dennis, so and we know some of our listeners out there. So
happy trails, Dennis.
Happy trails, Dennis.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace, my brother.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, I hate to start the show with that, but that's what it is.
I haven't been around lately. Was it sudden, or was there an illness, or
there was a hospitalization for a few days, or maybe even like a week or something. And then he left in the hospital. I don't know all the juicy details, and I'm not really gonna seek him out.
But from the outside looking in, it seems like everything was great, and then a week in the hospital, and that's it.
I wouldn't say
No, I would say he was struggling.
He was
and
having
some
problems.
He got better, and then it went back downhill, sort of like a cancer or something. But I don't think that's what he had.
Well, we'll be singing for him tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
We appreciate
that.
We have some other condolences also in the bluegrass community. A great man just recently passed away.
What happened?
His name was Dr. Ralph Stanley, one of the pioneers in mountain music, and we have been dedicating songs to him all over the city for all of our past few shows.
Oh, when did he pass?
That was right around 4th of July, so we're still kind of in the mourning period, and we like to, you know, represent
almost
our community.
Sure, Dennis is heckling him somewhere right now.
Yeah.
At the big hoedown in the sky.
Merle Haggard as well, which we'll be singing
well,
a couple
I've
of
been
his
trying
songs.
To pour beer on the ground here for Merle Haggard for months, but nobody wants to get on board.
Yeah, Prince and Bowie kind of took over, huh? Yeah.
Even though.
2016.
So,
even though
the year of death.
There'd be no Prince without Merle Haggard.
Yeah, I think.
There'd be nothing without Merle Haggard.
No Dead Dogs either.
No.
No. All right, well, now for the living with us. What'd you do this weekend? I know Mr. Baker has a story. Mr. Baker, what'd you do this weekend?
I actually participated.
Have we ever introduced Rick officially?
No, I guess not. We're just like, well, listeners who may be new.
Rory's not here. I just noticed.
Rory is not
here. Nobody was talking over everybody. I feel so strange.
Rory who?
Rory's at the GLM acting in the theater. He's being a theater person.
Dude,
for
have
a while,
you guys noticed that we can't hear the room from all the acoustic mics because nobody's shouting at the top of their lungs?
Right.
Which is really strange. Like, I don't even know how to mix this show without that.
Yeah, well, we already had to turn Rick's mic up because he's using Rory's mic. Yeah.
We had to turn up like 10 decibels.
It was totally
decibels.
Tuned to like, a loud person.
You ever seen the top of your lungs? You ever actually seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I coughed up some mean shit back in my day. Gross.
Yeah.
Hit the ceiling.
So yeah, Mr. Baker finally in the room with us on the mic.
We thought it'd be fun to have Rick actually talk on the show. And if he blows this, he'll never speak on the show again.
Ooh. Absolutely.
In fact, he probably won't even be allowed help out or anything anymore.
Yeah, just fired completely.
Right. I don't know. I've listened to a few of these shows. I feel like blowing it's kind of...
That's what we do.
What's that supposed to mean?
If you're not blowing it, you're doing it wrong.
I mean, that's what we came to do.
But yeah, so this weekend I participated in the inaugural Reno Chalk Art Festival hosted by the Atlantis in the West parking lot Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5 each day in the sun on the blacktop crawling around on my hands and knees.
Wow.
Was it all day both days people were working on those pieces?
Yeah, so you get there at 10 o'clock. Well, you get there at 9 o'clock, they give you chalk and they give you a little shitty carpet square from like old Atlantis carpet. You know, it's got parrots and shit on it to kind of sit on. And I figured that'd be enough, but 3 hours in, my knees are just fucking
rocked. Well, that kind of work whenever you're working at your feet like that. It's hard on your back and hard on your knees.
Everything. Ankles, toes. Yeah. It was brutal.
Yeah, I didn't know you guys were there for 2 days.
Guys who work in glory holes complain about that, too.
It's the same thing, man.
You got to do the volunteer Grandma Gardner trick.
All the
wear some knee pads, man.
Yeah.
Well, so I was there.
If you just sucked more dicks, Rick, you'd know.
San Francisco slippers, man.
I'm working on it, Rick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was there for about 3 hours before a friend of mine came through and said, where's your knee pads? And I said, I didn't bring any. And she just disappeared and came back 10 minutes later with $5 little foam, you know, disposable knee pads. And that saved my fucking life, seriously.
Awesome.
If I'd have seen you, I would have had mine in my car. I could have let you.
Yeah, Rick could have busted my ass.
I took the family down there.
Pair.
The end of Sunday, got there like 4 p.m., like the very end of the event. I didn't have any idea you guys had already been working on that for 2 days.
Yeah, yeah. So 7 hours both days. Yeah. And I'm still bummed you didn't. Tap me on the shoulder.
I saw you there, and I saw you working, and your shit looked rad, but I thought you were busy, so I didn't. And then by the time you were done, yeah, I know. You know that move where you see somebody you know, and then you just don't say hi to them because you're a total stuck-up cunt?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I've been doing that a lot recently.
That's a fucked-up move.
Yeah. I said to my wife, I said, hey, I know that guy who works with us on the podcast. She said, you should go say hi to him. I said, nah.
He
was real busy looking. I mean, really, he looked tired. I didn't know you'd been there for 14 hours.
What was that, like 4 o'clock or something?
Yeah. It was the very end.
Down to the wire, and I was hauling ass.
There was some really cool looking art there in that parking lot.
There was. There was a good turnout
of
artists.
All temporary right there on the parking lot.
So after looking at it, are you not surprised that Rick didn't win?
No. I mean, I'm not okay. No, it was good, but I'm just saying, I mean, it was good. I wouldn't be surprised if he did win, but there was some pretty nice looking stuff there. I mean, it could have.
Yeah, there was a lot of good work there.
There was some pretty cool stuff.
What if you get a little storm and it starts raining on that chalk?
There was some cats there from Denver that were pros, and they were saying that it rains all the time during their festivals in Denver, and you can have your piece totally submerged underwater, and as long as it dries out, all you got to do is kind of go and touch it.
Touch it back up.
Yeah, and it, like, you know, brightens back up.
Awesome. Well, then, how do they get it off? Water doesn't make it go away.
You could probably pressure wash it away, but I'm sure they want to keep that there for a while, you know, as long as
it
goes away naturally.
It takes some pressure to get it off. Yeah.
Well, once they have enough Lexus.
It's probably still there to look at, even by the time this podcast comes out.
Absolutely. It'll probably be there for like 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to go try to get it off.
My neighbor, Wes, lives upstairs from me. He was in the contest, too.
Wes killed it, too.
Yeah, Wes Lee's a really good artist. Like,
cool dude, too. He was one of the first people I met. We had like a cocktail reception for all the artists Friday night. And he just kind of sat at the table with me and my wife, and we were just bullshitting for a little while. He's super cool dude.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
He said he went back today, in the recent past, ladies and gentlemen, a couple days after the chalk drawing. But, and there's like somebody already like spilled soda or wine all over it.
No.
It got all fucked up.
Really? Some drunk guy puked on it.
Wasn't that a shooting that I heard about?
No.
It was at the Wing Fest.
That was crazy shit.
There was a gang shooting over off Brinkby, though, too.
Yeah, forgive him, though. He's from Orange County. He doesn't know.
Not many shootings there.
Yeah, leaving the work overnight was kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I was like,
did you get a lot of good pictures?
Some asshole was going to come and like tear it. Yeah, I got a lot of good pictures.
Man. I'm going to put a mustache on this owl.
Yeah, just some fucking dick. I came back the next day and was like, breathed a big sigh of relief. It hadn't been touched. I was pretty stoked.
And you started painting, realized it was covered in piss.
Somebody pissed on a different painting.
Yeah. Right.
Is there a place where people can see all the different pictures?
So RGJ.com has like a little time lapse scene, which not in any of, unfortunately. But, so, but there's some pretty cool, you can see people working and it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Log in and not see Rick.
Yeah, yeah. Check it out.
Bam.
But it was cool, the amount of artists that were represented and the turnout for it, because they were trying to get it to come back, you know, make it an annual event. And I think with the turnout, not just from the artists, but the people that came to check it out, I think we're definitely going to have it, you know, every year now.
Was there a cash prize?
There was not. There was no cash prizes.
Oh.
Scholarship?
You got a crystal trophy, which.
Oh, that's cool. Trophies. Yeah.
That's pretty nice. Cool.
Bragging rights.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Trophies
cool. At least give you, like, ski tickets. Or something like
some lady came and gave me an envelope. She came and gave me an envelope, and I know a lady that works for the Atlantis, and she's all, did she just come give you a spa package? And I was like, no, is that a thing? Like, don't you know people? Like, I'll take a spa package.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Get a foot massage.
I didn't know that was an option, yeah.
Rick, your toenails have never looked that good.
Right?
Shit. Some food. What'd you do this weekend, Chewy, besides go to that?
You know, 4th of July stuff. I mean...
Oh yeah,
been doing summertime in Reno things. Been to Lake Tahoe to go swimming the other day. It was beautiful.
Was the water warm enough?
Yeah, it was warm enough. It was like one of those hot days before it got cool like it is now. Went to Virginia City for 4th of July, and that's always a nice parade and everything up there.
Oh, I heard they shut down the fireworks because they started a fire or something, right?
Oh, really? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, we went for the parade and then had to leave because, you know, keeping a four-year-old at Virginia City for 10 hours is kind of...
Yeah,
but I think it's that she got a room.
Yeah, well, that's what I think we're gonna do next year.
It's a great parade, though.
Went and sat on a bluff by Wells Avenue and watched the fireworks.
That's your daughter.
The Aces Daddy. Ballpark.
That was a good show this year at Aces. Boo-boo.
Do you want to die?
It was. Is that my daughter?
Yeah. Please, can you give me some coffee?
No way.
God, I love her.
Yes.
Rad.
Yep.
And what do you think about your Uncle Rick?
The fake it.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think she said faggot, if that's what you're trying to make.
I want it to be faggot really bad.
Yeah. Maybe next year you'll get lucky and she'll say faggot.
Don't fake it.
Don't fake it.
Don't fake it.
Do it for real.
Fake it.
Do it for real, man.
Gibberish.
Do you hear me?
But yeah, I heard in Virginia City they were lighting off the fireworks. They moved it to like this new field, like these new fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And
two or three minutes in,
they lit the whole field on fire and shut it all down.
Really?
Rock and roll. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not like Virginia City's a place that's ever burned to the ground before.
Yeah, so, yeah, right? Several times.
Multiple times,
yeah.
I'm sure it's fine.
Good parade and everything. Virginia City's awesome.
Great
parade. They have a good party.
I mean, it goes lasts about 3 blocks. I mean, the whole length of the city.
Yeah.
The...
Yeah, it was
too
cool.
Big for me.
The Clampers section this year had about 3 guys in it. That was
that's
so you were there on 4th of July proper, right? Monday, and I was there too. I was there
Were you?
Yeah, but I missed the parade. We showed up late with me and a couple of my gay friends. But I noticed that there. Did you notice like how much white trash there was?
Yeah,
it
was a lot.
It was the white trashiest event I'd ever seen in my life.
Think because your city of Sparks shot their fireworks off the day before, a lot of people went to Virginia City this year.
But why was it all white trashy people?
It's called Virginia City.
Those are the people that go to Virginia City.
Dude, I didn't know
that's who
was
available.
You know what the big thing was fucking American flag tank tops. There was like 1,000
Dude,
American
sweet.
Flag tank tops.
I would buy one about. If I could,
white trash is
well,
the new
I would
black.
Wear one if it was gifted. Let me.
Virginia City is a very American place.
Yeah, it was for
white Virginia
people.
City.
No, there was a lot of other races there too.
There
not
were.
Wearing
people.
An American flag tank top
Germans.
Makes you white trash, dude. And
Italians up there.
Trash wearing me an
up,
American flag
trash
and
me up.
Drinking PBR makes me a redneck, then I don't know if I want to be a white neck.
White.
It was fun.
It's fun.
It was rad, yeah. I had a good time. I got
white
ice
trash
cream.
Is the new black, man.
What does that mean?
The black, you know? White trash is the new black.
What's the old black?
Black.
All right.
He means like clothing, not like...
Clothing, you know, like black dresses, black, you know, jewelry. Yeah.
Just wearing like white colored trash.
Brought to you by who?
Oh, Pinky Polansky.
Pinky Polansky.
Yeah, former sponsors. The band doesn't even exist anymore. Thanks for all the beer, fellas. Love you. Check the Pinky Lean.
Why is Uncle Felix sleeping again?
Tired.
Yeah.
Felix
How about
likes
you, Nick?
To drink.
How was your week?
I would say the highlight of my weeks were, since we do it bi-monthly now, since they've gone by. Foxy, First Fridays with Mikey was pretty awesome. Since Rory was out of town, I had to host that as well. And me and Mikey played individually. And then some great guests showed up, like Stacy from Gunshot Sensual. Liquor. Eric. Eric Foreman was there. Glenn Osborne was there.
Good guy.
Greg Gilmore played a little set too. It was
nice.
Rad Gilly.
Sweet.
And Stabby Unicorn played a little set at the end too.
Nice. I think I may
Matt
have just finished their. I think I just finished their master today.
Oh, cool.
I have to listen to it tomorrow and make sure I'm really finished. But,
yeah,
but very soon, new tracks from them. It's amazing.
You've been doing a lot of mixing and stuff,
oh,
right?
God,
like
I'm so, fucking,
so many bands,
I'm so burnt out.
Albums are almost done.
You should quit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the middle of Vague Choir right now, and Weapons of Mass Creation just needs a couple touches, and Stabby Unicorn just got its couple touches, and it's almost done. And I did another band this weekend, and I think they're just happy, and I don't have to do shit.
Right. You got a whole another batch of people coming in to do more stuff. After
yeah,
all
exactly.
These
so I better fucking get this done
Roxy's
quick because there's a bunch right behind them.
Too.
That's why I'm a musician, man. I get to play it, and then I'm done. I get to trust it to someone else to sit there for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, well, you're smoking a dube somewhere, like playing a video game, like
falling
not
asleep.
Fucking caring.
Rick's sitting here sweating,
meditating,
stressing out, pulling none of his hair out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what my life is like.
His beard hair.
That's why it's so straight.
totally. From stress. Well, speaking of music, let's hear you guys, the fellow knees. Let's see what you got for us today.
All right. What do you want to play, Zach? What do you want to do first?
Let's do that If I Lose. How about that?
All right. We'll do that again. We did it for our sound check. We'll do it again. We'll pretend like we didn't, though.
We didn't sound check.
We didn't. No, this is all our problem.
It's
work.
It's going to work with no sound check.
All right.
We can't pretend anything if you actually say it on air, because then.
Yeah.
Well, we can pretend whatever we want, and we can say whatever we want.
All
so
you got
to
do is believe.
That's my rule. Yeah.
Good imagination land.
You can dream.
Audience,
you can, do it.
You can believe whatever you want, and it will be true.
It's all lies.
To
rock and roll.
All right, rock and roll, guys.
Never thought I'd need you, but now I found I'm wrong. Come on back, sweet mama, back where you belong. I've gambled over town to find that I can't win. So come on back and pick me up again. Now if I lose,
if I lose,
let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 when I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time. Of all the other gals I've known, there's none to take your place. 'Cause when I get into a jam, they just ain't in the race. So now let your back, dear, let's take another round. With you here by my side, babe, the deal just can't go down. Now
if I lose,
let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 when I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time.
I don't care how much I lose.
If I lose $100 when I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time. Oh, if I lose $100 when I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time.
Yeah.
Aww.
Nice.
Ow. Is that actually true?
That is true for me.
Not for me, unfortunately.
That's a lucky lady.
But that's a Dr. Ralph Stanley tune. We decided to open with that one just in memoriam.
Oh, so Dr. Ralph is the cheapskate that fucks his girlfriend up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. I guess.
What a dick.
Let's not
what
besmirch his memory. I guess let's just presume it was
he'll
written
hit it
for
one
someone
day.
Else.
He was just a
lucky
man.
That was before women's rights.
He'll hit the big time one day, man.
That was before women's suffrage.
I think they could vote then. Oh, they just couldn't.
I don't know.
They just couldn't do whatever else.
Like work in the workplace?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, not like now.
Wear pants. They couldn't wear pants. Or yeah.
You know, some BS good, I heard the other day is somebody told me that they have this conspiracy theory that women don't really have periods. They just blame, you know, they say they got that time of the month. I can vouch for.
They just need a break from everything. They're just like, I'm fed
it's
up.
It's not like anybody's going to check.
Leave me alone. Yeah,
I will. I'll try anything once, you know.
I've checked on accident a few times.
I did too. I was
ready to turn the lights on.
Raise your hand if you have your Red Wings.
Well, you can't see it, but mine's raised higher than my head. Both of them.
That's some Hell's Angels stuff, man.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the Hell's Angels?
I didn't say anything was wrong with them. I just said that's some Hell's Angels stuff.
Hey, don't rip on our sponsors.
Well, if they paid for this beer, then God bless the Hell's Angels.
They rock and roll, man.
Yes, just kidding. We're not affiliated with any motorcycle.
They're cool, though.
Not any one percenters. Not even 99%.
We're not even affiliated with the bicycle clubs. Although we respect everybody.
Not fixed gear. You're not like Reno fixed gear people. Not like
I'm a broken gear.
No, I don't like bicycles. And the only thing I hate more than bicycles is people that ride bicycles.
I thought you were going to say the only thing I hate more than bicycles
it's
is 10 exercise.
10 points, though, man.
If you guys ride bicycles, I was just kidding. And no offense.
Oh,
one of my favorite things that Chewy ever said on a show was, they say that you have to maintain 3 feet away from a bicyclist as you pass them in your car, which is ironically the length of a baseball bat.
Oh, mailboxes too.
Yeah, I like hitting mailboxes. No, bicyclists are people. I would never hit one with a bat.
Ever.
Man.
I don't know.
I mean, you have to go for the spokes.
Give me
just
a break
throw the
sometimes.
Bat in the spokes. Y'all
what are you, a vehicle or a pedestrian?
You better
make your fucking
you better
mind
have
up.
Some good aim, man. I always used fishing poles.
A bicyclist yelled at me last week for not letting him cross at a crosswalk, but he's a bicycle. Yeah. He wants all the same rules
the
of the road as I got.
Lane.
You knock him off the bike and tell him go ahead?
No. I just told him to fuck off.
There you go. I guess that solves the... I don't know if that solves
settled
anything,
the argument,
but...
Probably to him, it started the argument.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
In your car, you won.
Yeah. He probably went home and wrote on Facebook or Tumblr or something, and he's like, "God damn, you know, vehicleist, cagers, filthy cagers." Yeah.
Burning up the ozone and telling me to fuck off.
Yeah.
Thanks
See,
a lot.
I used to live in an apartment complex down in Orange County, and I tried to go in there.
They have those?
Their fucking workout room, and I got on that bicycle, tried to go to the grocery store, but it just wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I just stayed there, huh?
Yeah, next thing you know, I'm sweating, and I said, get
That's
up.
My favorite kind
fuck
of bicycle.
Yeah, dude. Speaking of that, you guys from Reno?
I went to high school and university here.
Lex here is from Grass Valley,
Which high school?
California.
I went to Coral Academy of Science over on 9th Street.
Nice.
It's
not a
charter
real school.
Yeah.
Well, it's a charter school. Oh, you could call it what you want. They're accredited. And I was on the committee for accreditation over there, so I got
it. It's hard to get into. I
you got a diploma,
That's why he's
right?
got such bad credit.
But being in it, was it real high school or was it like just like hippie high school?
It wasn't a hippie high school at all, actually. Okay. It was a...
Teachers smoking
for
balls
hippies?
With you.
No, it was.
I didn't hear about that.
Like Rain Shadow.
It was an Academy of Science, man. It wasn't hippie. Rain Shadow, no.
Like, kind of like I Can Do Anything high school?
Yeah, not like I Can Do Anything high school.
Like, I can see
not
clearly
like,
now.
Yeah, that's a different kind. That's a different kind. We had to do, like, international science competitions and stuff.
Had a pretty good basketball team, did you?
No, absolutely not. I don't even think we had anyone tall enough to play on a basketball team.
So you don't have to be tall, man.
How did you pick up? How'd you pick up Zach?
We kind of got in a fight one night, and then decided, hey, let's hit the road.
Yeah, it was a bar fight in
Grass
Valley.
Where are you from?
I was born on the Matterhorn in Disneyland, California. No, St. Joseph's Hospital of Orange, California.
That'd be a cool story, though.
Very
you're
close.
Like, oh
very
yeah,
close.
My mom was stuck up there for hours.
My dad was my dad was like. We got to ride this. I know.
Story. That's why pregnant women are banned now.
We're almost to the end of the line, babe.
We're riding it till
we're almost
you have
to the end of the line. We can't go back.
Yeah. Can you Wikipedia this stuff? I don't believe it for a second.
No.
I don't think we're on Wikipedia.
Well, they'll arrest
yet.
You if you try to climb the Matterhorn at Disneyland.
Yeah, but if you Wikipedia the Matterhorn, they'll tell you.
I hear there's a basketball
there's a kid
team
born up there.
Is there a basketball team on the Matterhorn?
There's a basketball court on the top.
Oh,
yeah.
I have heard that.
Walt Disney built it for his Illuminati friends.
You can
never
find a team. Yeah,
Club 33
and
all though. That.
Yep. I heard like, about that.
Straight up Freemason.
Like, never find a team. Yeah,
it's a perfectly designed basketball court.
That's why they have so many ghosts there, man, in the, you know,
I haven't seen
Haunted
any.
Mansion.
I haven't seen any, man. don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Is anyone following
this? Guys,
no, no one's
do
following
you guys live together or what's going on with
we
with
we
situation?
Drive the same unregistered vehicle.
Mm, yeah. Okay. Sexually.
yes. Yeah, we I actually had to move out of my place June 30th, so we've been couch surfing in Reno, and then we're going on tour up through Seattle here within the next week or so.
Oh, West Coast?
Oh, my God, sweet. you're a homeless bluegrass band?
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
how rare is that?
It's a novel idea.
The term's home free.
Yeah, we're differently homed.
differently homed.
Home
you guys,
free.
You
home
guys capped. You're playing the Saint before you leave on your tour, right?
Yeah, we're playing the Saint on Saturday the 16th. We're opening for, I guess, a band called Everyday Outlaw or something like that. We don't know them. We just heard that they're outlaw, and we're like, well, we love outlaw stuff. Mm-hmm. We're outlaw, I guess. We're,
cool.
We're driving unregistered show. Vehicles around town.
Where are the rest of your dates at?
Oh, good point.
No, Lex doesn't. Lex only, you know.
Yeah, so, I don't really get dates anymore. I'm pretty unsuccessful.
More just gets kicked out.
Yeah, we're going up through Ashland. I guess we're... Our dates are really up in the air. We're pretty much just going to be a homeless bluegrass band
my
on
dates,
the West Coast.
My dates,
you know.
Do you have a Seattle date?
We have a Seattle house we could crash at. Yeah. How about that?
Seattle, you just show up and there's a place you could play.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
And so you guys are just driving up the West Coast and hoping for the best.
Yeah, but we're calling it a tour because it sounds better.
Well, we're going to get up to Aurora Borealis one day, Yukon.
It's totally like a homoerotic road trip, right?
No, it's like, well, I guess so. Jack Kerouac was pretty, swung that way, right?
How dare you?
So it's kind of like...
you didn't see it, but he swung his hand left and right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, Jack Kerouac, yeah,
he's
was
bachelor,
famously,
right.
He would screw a dude and then be like, screw homosexuals, I hate them. Like, I don't...
That's what
I never really,
did, yeah.
Yeah, I never really understand...
Willem Dafoe in that, what now is that movie?
Oh, it was,
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints, yeah.
Yeah.
Did
you see that one, Rick? Rick?
No, I never saw that.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're missing out. Man.
You got to watch Boondock Saints. We won't talk about it until
that's
you
a
watch
good,
it.
That's a good film. You should.
You'll
watch
like
it.
Willem Dafoe in it.
Boondock, he's scary looking.
You seen the Boondocks though? That's a different cartoon.
I loved him in that.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
That's a good,
that's
one, too,
a good
yeah.
one too.
With the Black Power kids.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Huey Freeman. Freeman's a good last name.
Yeah, good stuff there. Let's just get back to the music because I have no fucking idea what we're talking about.
All right, we don't need
it. Get back on track.
That's not really the point, though, right? Isn't that our podcast?
Oh, we can talk about whatever we want, but let's have some music.
Let's stay there in G.
And then maybe we can find some focus on some topic.
What do you
want to
do?
We'll do one by Merle Haggard. It's called Swinging Doors.
Yeah. All right.
This old smoke-filled bar is something that I'm not used to. I gave up my home to see you satisfied. And I just called to let you know where I'll be staying. It's not much, but I feel welcome here inside. I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. My new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till closing time. Take it, Lex. Drive me crazy. thing it takes to lose my mind. And in here, the atmosphere is just right for heartache. Thanks to you, I'm always here till closing time. I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. My new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till closing time.
Lex.
And a bar stool. My new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till closing time. Thanks to you, I'm always here till closing time.
Merle Haggard, Swinging Doors.
Good job.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, there we have to do our tributes first.
Fuck.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah, Merle Haggard and I had very different upbringings and ways of life, but I still relate to a lot of stuff he said.
That's why he's the man.
Yeah, yep. Was it Merle Haggard who said that quote that when you're feeling good, you feel the music, when you're feeling bad, you feel the lyrics?
I don't know. But
when you're feeling good, you feel the rock and roll. When you're feeling bad, you feel the blues, man.
Yeah. Well, that's why Merle Haggard was both rock and roll and the blues at the same time. That's what he was all about.
Good dude.
Yeah.
How long you guys been playing together?
About 2 weeks.
Yeah, about 2 weeks. Something like that.
Bullshit.
No, for real. I met him at the Grass Valley Bluegrass Festival last year, which is Father's Day weekend every year. Grass Valley is my hometown. It's kind of my mecca. I make my pilgrimage back every year.
His mecca. That's where he's got his underground.
Yeah, I have the Kaaba there. It's all. I have a like a scale model. Yeah, so I go back there every year to go.
Not quite.
You know, just to go play, to pick a lot. So we met each other last year. Then I ran into him this year. I was like, oh, I got to move out of my place on the 30th. And he's like, well, we were going to keep the bar fight story going, but yeah, really we were just picking bullshit. A lot. We just stayed up too many nights in a row just playing music. And we were
just
like,
enough for a nights in a row.
He's like, hey, my car's unregistered. Like, I'm just heading up the coast. And I was like, well, screw it, man. Let's go.
That's awesome.
Can I ride with you in your unregistered car?
I don't think we have space in the back seat, but you can if we'll maybe make if you want to lie on the roof.
Volvos have big trunks.
We could probably tie you down. No,
I ain't going.
We do have a sunroof, though.
Yeah, there's a sunroof. You could have your head in
manual.
I see you guys sunroof. Might be doing some busking on the ways.
Oh, well, we do that tour. Whenever we don't have anything to do.
I don't think it'll ever stop.
That's the whole tour.
That's kind of the bluegrass way of life. I mean, you just... And that's kind of the attitude about the music in the first place. There's, you know, recordings aren't the thing. The jamming is kind of where the music really lies. That's why it's nice actually to have something like this where you're not like sitting there. They're like, do it again and get it right. Because there is no such thing as getting it right. All the little mistakes are kind of what makes it the flavorful music that it is.
You cannot,
if you ask me.
You can get it on, you can get it off, but you can never get it right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true, man.
Now, just about any town you guys find yourselves in, there's going to be a bar that is looking for that kind of music.
Looking for a bar fight?
Yeah.
Well,
we have
maybe both.
For it, yeah.
Maybe both.
Well, you'll find a bar fight sometimes.
For sure. You guys should hang out. You guys should go to Olympia, Washington, for sure.
Oh, yeah. We know some guys from up there.
Good ass beer up there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the water.
We heard it was the water.
That's what makes it
good. They got a lot of good bluegrass bars in Olympia, though.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the name of any?
The Fishtail Brewery does bluegrass every Monday nights. The Pick Bar does. They host a lot of shows, but they do bluegrass almost every Thursday.
Cool, man. I'll have to write the names down later. And
yeah,
he's too bluegrass to write it down right now.
No, I don't write anything right now.
Right?
You know what you guys should do is listen to the show in a couple days and you'll remember it.
Yeah, there you go.
We could do that, but that would take a couple hours. We write
wrongs as much as we can.
Yeah.
I mean songs.
Yeah.
Songs and wrongs, right? Wrongs.
Yeah, we write wrongs and write songs. And
so Ashland is your guys' first stop, and then where are you going after that?
Well, we're gonna hit Medford, I believe.
Oh, nice.
First, and then probably Arcata before that, California.
Nice hippie town.
In fact, we're moving back. Yeah, we're gonna hit Nevada City and South Lake Tahoe probably too.
Try and find that skunk that
we have. Yeah, yeah.
Arcata skunk.
Yeah.
As soon as you Oregon drive into the county, it's
I
smell it.
I was actually up in. I was in
that Humboldt County.
Yeah.
I was up in Jacksonville today, actually, this morning. And
yeah, he literally just drove in from Oregon today.
I saw a few skunks, but I don't know if they all. I don't know if they're putting off all that.
There's
smell.
No way they're all contributing to that smell. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you get into playing the mandolin from Orange County? Is there a big bluegrass?
My father built banjos and
really?
Repaired violins for a guy named Oki Adams. So I kind of grew up going to festivals.
That's cool.
Sleeping in guitar cases and whatnot.
Is there much of a scene like that down in Orange County?
There's a teeny bit. San Diego and Los Angeles have, but Orange County is kind of the hell.
Yeah.
Of California.
I kind of feel like this man used to be in a band called the Get Down Boys, who I believe are probably the biggest bluegrass band to come out of Southern California right
now. They got the biggest heads. Definitely.
Yeah, well, there's that. There's that.
They're a lot of fun. We suited up. We went out to Joe Val Bluegrass Festival a couple years ago.
That's in cool. New England somewhere, Boston.
Yeah, really? Boston there, and got to play the Cantab Lounge. And
you drive all the way out there?
Yeah, well, we flew for that one. We drove to Grey Fox in New York, though.
Nice.
About a year after that. A lot of fun.
Rad. You're living a pretty good life.
Yeah, that's what we think, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Just don't ask my mom. Or like,
yeah, right. Yeah. Parents disagree completely.
Don't ask any officer.
How old are you fellas, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 26.
I'm 20 years old.
What?
Don't confiscate his beer, officer.
What beer?
There's
not
beer.
Root beer?
There's no beer in here.
It's root beer.
I drink root beer, and I love kombucha.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
We're not
drinking beer. It's fermented. It's close enough, you know.
It's got the tiniest bit of alcohol in it.
Yeah, just enough to, you know.
About as much as an old Milwaukee.
There's no, like, drinking age for kava, though, is there?
I don't think so. Man. Kava's a... Yeah.
I don't know. See, I've been in California where they just said, even though I've smoked cigarettes since I was 18, I've got another 6 months before I can legally buy cigarettes now in California. And then Oregon, I mean, you can buy wheat, you can buy cannabis recreationally, you know. Mm-hmm. And then Nevada's just, like, the best of both, you know.
Yeah, everything's legal here in Nevada.
Yeah,
sort of.
Right? One of the first days he was here, we were walking around, we were like, We were going somewhere, and he's like, "Let's go buy some beer right now." I was like, "Why do you want to buy it right now before the show?"
I think it said kombucha.
Yeah, kombucha. He wanted to buy some kombucha, and it was I said, "Why do you want to buy it right now?" And he's like, "Well, because they're going to be closed at 2.
Shut it down, yeah,
right." And I was like,
no
"You
way.
Have not been in
no
Nevada
way.
Long, my friend."
Works perfect because I like to wake up at about 3 p.m. You know.
Yeah, that's true, man.
When you got that kind of time and you're that age, let's fucking do it, man.
Rock and roll, man. Mm-hmm.
I'm jealous of you. I wish I could.
Oh, that's...
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah.
I lived down in Long Beach for a little while. Whenever I got off work at like 10:30, I tried to haul ass at the
haul
gas
ass
station
to
as fast as I could before they locked up the beer coolers.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah, it's a rough...
Try to beg the guy to open it back up, and he's like, once it's locked, it's locked.
It's a rough place for how much money they got down there, man.
Oh, for sure. It's fucking Long Beach sucks, dude.
Yeah. America.
I think we can all agree that about Southern
I just
California.
Want to tell Snoop Dogg and Sublime that I think Long Beach is cool.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, Bradley's gone, so fuck Sublime.
Yeah, you know? Snoop, if you're out there listening, or whoever any of the band members of Sublime are whose names I don't know,
Rome.
One of them lives in Reno. You might see him around.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm
Uncle Bud, dude.
The bass player?
The drummer.
The drummer. Yep. Poison Del Mar.
Cool, man.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I don't know.
Well, he doesn't live in Long Beach. Maybe it does suck.
Fuck Long Beach.
It probably sucks. I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
A lot of earwigs. They have an earwig problem.
Hey, while Zach's gone, you guys want to hear a solo piece?
Yeah, let's do it. The show is going
Man,
great.
I thought he'd never leave.
Yeah. Well, we just do this on stage, so then we can just leave the stage at any time, and the other one can just be like, oh, I got a song. It's fine.
Do you wanna...
This one's a poem that my grandfather used to read to me. You know, when I was a little kid, and I made it into a song. I like it that way.
Huh. For real?
I don't know when you're telling stories. Right? That's, when you're like,
that's how I feel too. I don't know what's BS,
you know what?
And what's real. Every,
I get that a lot. Yeah, this one's true. This is true. It's a
did
a
he
poem
write the
from,
poem?
No, or? It's from the 1890s in Australia, written by a man named Banjo Patterson.
And what? You put it to music, not Merle Haggard.
I put it to music. Yeah. Okay.
I had written him a letter, which I had, for want of better knowledge, sent to where I met him down to Lachlan years ago. He was shearing when I knew him, so I sent the letter to him, just on spec, addressed as follows: Clancy of the Overflow. And an answer came directed in a writing unexpected, and I think the same was written with a thumbnail dipped in tar. 'Twas his shearing mate who wrote it, and verbatim I will quote it: Clancy's gone to Queensland droving, and we don't know where he are. In my wild erratic fancy, visions come to me of Clancy going to droving down the Cooper where the western drovers go. As the stock is slowly stringing, Clancy rides behind them singing, for the drover's life has pleasures that the townsfolk never know. And the bush has friends to meet him, and their kindly voices greet him in the murmur of the breezes and the river on its bar. As he sees the vision splendid, the sunlit plain extended, and at night the wondrous glory of the everlasting stars. Take it, Zach. So much for solo, though. I am sitting in my dingy little office, where a stingy ray of sunlight struggles feebly down between the houses tall. And the fetid air and gritty of the dusty, dirty city, through the open window floating, spreads its foulness over all. In the place of lowing cattle, I can hear the fiendish rattle of the tramways and the buses making hurry down the street. And the language uninviting of the gutter children fighting comes fitfully and faintly through the ceaseless tramp of feet. And the hurrying people daunt me, and their pallid faces haunt me as they shoulder one another in their rush and nervous haste. With their eager eyes and greedy, and their stunted forms and weedy, the townsfolk have no time to grow, they have no time to waste. And I somehow rather fancy that I'd like to change with Clancy, like to take a turn in droving where the seasons come and go. While he faced around eternal of the cash book and the journal, but I doubt he'd suit the office, Clancy of the Overflow.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a meaningful poem to me, man.
Damn. Pretty fucking cool.
Who wrote that? Who wrote that poem originally?
Banjo Patterson.
Yeah, that was good.
Banjo Patterson. My parents lived in Australia before I was born. They brought that poem back with them.
Was that before suffrage, or was that like?
That was. Really? I don't know. I think that may have been the time of the pterodactyls.
Jesus.
Okay. I don't like to say that around my dad, but you know. Yeah, it was a while ago.
Older than dirt.
It was a while ago.
Wow,
man.
Well, music's awesome, fellas.
Yeah, you guys are
great.
But
the main reason we've asked you here is we have a this thing called the worst little quiz that we need to do to you. So, Rick,
all right,
if you can hit me with that.
We're bad at quizzes. We
It's easy.
Okay. As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Thank you, Riku.
Like all Jeopardy right. for special needs people.
It's the worst little quiz in the world. I am your host, Nick Ramirez, filling in for the Reverend Roy Dowd, who's much better at doing this than I am. My friends Chewbacca and Mr. Baker are going to help me out. First question, gentlemen, going to Lex. Lex, what is the first album you bought with your own money?
Oh, the first album I bought with my own money.
Miley
the
Cyrus.
The first album I was ever bought was the Eiffel 65 album that had Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Die on it.
Abba Dee.
The first one that I ever bought was the Marshall Mathers LP,
nice.
The Eminem album.
I would not have guessed that.
It's a good yeah. album.
Well, my dad was a banjo player when I was a kid, and for a long time I was like, "That's my dad's music.
Tried
I'm not going
to
play
against it." Rebellion. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like full on rebellion. It was just like that's kind of where yeah. I come from, and I acknowledge that. But I'm not gonna like
gotta
I'm
go
gonna go
way,
my
man.
Own way. Yeah. yeah. So yeah, I was into the Marshall Mathers LP. The thing that I remember about it, though, is that I wanted the uncensored version, obviously.
Oh.
You know, and I told my mom, well, half the song's bleeped out if you have to get the censored one.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, exactly.
Man,
so you're
I can't
getting
even
the censored one.
What was on that album without the cuss words?
Yeah. It was actually, they had a whole different song on there. They replaced an entire song.
Well, they would have to.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
Is that the one with him killing his wife and all that?
Yeah, they got rid of that song and instead had a song that had, like, they quoted a lot of, like, Mr. Mackey from South Park a lot.
Oh.
It had to do with, like, don't do drugs, children. Okay?
Drugs are bad, okay?
Yeah. And so I it was the first time I ever heard about acid or mushrooms or anything was from the Marshall Mathers LP.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I learned about drugs.
No,
they're telling me not
America's
to do
youth.
Them in school. They're like, and magic mushrooms do this,
oh, wow, really?
And acid does this, and I'm like,
and don't do
where
them.
Do I get that? Fuck,
what
that,
is
sound,
Vicodin?
That sounds great.
Yeah, right?
I wish I had friends that took acid.
Zach, same question to you.
The first one I bought?
Yeah,
with first, your own money.
First time you wanted.
Not first gift.
I have to have this, so you bought it.
It's a tough one. I don't remember much.
You're only 20. How
you take a lot of drugs, Zach?
No, sir.
Oh, that's good. Do you drink?
I used to.
Only kombucha.
But not, and you're not
like
drinking
here.
A lot less than I used to, I should say.
Okay.
But I would have to say, I think it's probably the This Side by Nickel Creek. It was, that's the first one I ever bought myself. It's had Chris Thiele and before he
got lame. No, I'm kidding.
Before he did whatever makes the most money, I guess.
So you didn't rebel against
it was Nickel Creek, which was Sean and Sarah Watkins. They started down in Oceanside, I believe. But this side had a song, a couple good songs on there.
Did you grow up a bluegrasser, or did you go through some stages?
I grew up rock and rolling, but grew up going to old-timey festivals with my father, yeah.
But bluegrass is some of the most rock and roll stuff around.
Exactly,
if you get into the lyrics and stuff. Bill Monroe, actually, mm-hmm. the founder of bluegrass, I mean, Elvis was copying him. Chuck Berry was listening to Bill Monroe to listen just for some of that.
I've seen mandolin players that shred harder than Eddie Van Halen or like,
yeah.
you know, half the shredders that you see. Like mandolin players.
Yeah, banjo players.
I like to call it acoustic metal.
Yeah, for sure.
Acoustic metal, man.
It's a lot easier when there's 8 strings, believe it or not.
Because there's only 4 notes. Yeah.
What's the first concert you ever went to?
The first concert I ever... I can't remember if it was ZZ Top or Flogging Molly. It was one or the other.
Those are both great answers.
Yeah. Well, I remember the ZZ Top one was pretty funny because I was definitely in high school and one of my friend's dads got comp tickets from one of the casinos here, and it was at Street Vibrations. And so I went out with my friends, and then but we were definitely the youngest people there, excluding babies. Like we were the only people like under 40 without beards. And without like swastika bearing motorcycle jackets. So we were out there and we were right in like the second row and we were just standing up because it was hype for us. And there was a lady behind me who tapped me on the shoulder and she's like, I'll give you the rest of this joint if you sit the fuck down. And
nice.
And so I sat down. She tried to hand me the joint, but I was in high school and I was like, no, I don't smoke.
I can't.
I'm
people will see me.
Yeah, I no. So
loser.
Yeah, basically.
Do you want to play Barbies? I have Barbies at my house.
Dude, cool, man.
Zach, first concert.
It's, I was trying to remember there. It's I forget the name of the band, but it was my father, Michael John Oscar, backing up a guy named Walden Dahl, who lives out of Apple Valley, California.
Was your dad's band?
Well, he was sitting in. He was filling in, but a guy named Walden Dahl, which probably my favorite singer ever in the world. So I
okay.
It's hard to find any of his recordings, but because he kind of just doesn't give a crap. But.
I mean, I guess if we count concerts by our dads and like bluegrass festivals, then I was like the very first bluegrass festival I went to. I was 2 months old, so like I
no,
can't
like,
go
more
back
like
that
like
far.
A, like a stadium concert, like a real
stadium concert,
yeah. Like a big concert.
Ooh.
That wasn't a bluegrass festival.
Let's see here.
What is that noise?
It's outside. I had to open the window in here.
Oh,
it's
shit, okay.
Too hot and stinky.
Yeah, man, our picking's just too hot, man. It's...
Hey, I see your neighbor cutting the lawn right now.
Oh, yeah.
We never start this early, and this is what we get.
I don't know. That's
yeah, the sun's still up.
Oh, besides strange. That, probably... the first one I can remember is Ray LaMontagne at Hardly Strictly of 2010 or 11, I believe.
Hardly Strictly
cool.
Counts.
Good.
Yeah, it's a really good, one. Really good. Really mm-hmm. good. Saw the Secret Sisters with, forget his name, but one of the famous guys.
All right.
Nice.
This is a pretty benign quiz so far.
Yeah. So far.
So far. Okay.
Okay.
Well.
So what is the age? And, what is the age and circumstances of the loss of your virginity? Go.
15. To my girlfriend of 6 months, I think, at the time.
That's kind of romantic.
I mean, it was...
Aww,
it
was
it
Valentine's Day and shit?
It was about, it was about normal, I think.
Where were you?
Where was I? I think I was in
my
mom's basement or something. Nice. Well, I used to live in the basement when I was in high school because it was cool and edgy, dude. You
it's
know, to
Reno,
live in the basement.
Cool
so you
place.
Took your girlfriend mm-hmm. to the basement?
Yeah, man.
Nice.
I think so.
Nice.
I was camping. It was fucking intense, man.
What was his name?
How old were you?
And but
I was about 16.
Okay.
Yeah, she's actually a. I know her name. She's a relatively known bluegrass player. I'm not going to mention
shut
it.
Shut up.
I'm not going to mention it. I'm just saying
nice.
She's.
Was it in a car? Where was it?
It was in. It was in a tent, man.
How old
tent.
Was she?
It was intense.
She was the same age as me. Both of our first time. It was fucking intense, man.
Fucking intense.
Did she come back for more?
Not really. No.
Well, that's
how about
sad.
You, Lex?
I moved
back
on
for more.
Oh yeah, definitely. I dated her for a whole year after that.
Okay,
aww,
but
that's like,
you
that's
must
a
have
nice
done
story.
Something, right?
Somebody wanted.
Well, you
seconds.
Know, now that I think about it, I remember one of the strongest things that I remember was that we were listening to the Regina Spektor album "Begin to Hope," and we had to listen through it twice because we just weren't done, man. So, just saying.
Dude, that's way nicer. Like, I just got boned by some drunk jock. I mean, this is great.
All right.
I would have had your story.
Yeah, I was at a bluegrass festival.
Man, you guys in the bluegrass
surprise.
Your whole
Jesus
life.
Christ, I know. Get out once in a while. You know, there's other stuff out
better,
there.
It's better than that orange grass, man.
If you could pick a fist fight with anyone in human history, who would you pick a fight with?
Oh, that's a good question. Pick a fist fight with anyone in human history.
Yeah.
You know, I think Thomas Edison.
Nice.
I want to beat Thomas
fuck
Edison's
that guy.
Ass,
I'm
dude.
With you.
He was a little bitch.
And then I want to be like Nikola Tesla says hello.
Fuck
you
yeah.
Know,
fuck yeah.
Just beat him down and, yeah. Be yeah. like alternating currents for fags.
Rick, is that true?
It totally is. We use it all the time.
Okay. Guess we all use it all
AC/DC.
The time.
Okay.
Don't fake it.
Don't fake it.
Oh, baby. Don't talk like that.
Zach.
And I hope this is shared worldwide, Donald Trump.
Nice. Oh,
but back solid. In the day, like what year?
Right fucking now.
What year? Right now? Okay.
Right now, if he's there.
If he just walked right in, you just slug him.
I'd play him a song and then beat his ass.
I feel like I'd slug Donald Trump like in 1985. Like if that was my choice,
I mean, if
I'd
I
go
was,
back
if
in
I
time.
Was born back then, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because I just feel like he had so much more of a punchable face. I mean, it's still punchable now, but the age has added some amount of like...
No, it
looking
hasn't.
A little distinguished as compared
no,
to a young man with a toupee.
More distinguished you know? Than man, yes, but still.
More distinguished
douche.
Is a relative.
Douche.
Yeah. Comment.
Your lover, your brother, your mother, trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
Oh,
your lover, your brother, your mother. Well, I don't
myself,
have a,
fuck.
I don't have a brother, so this is
you
like,
can count
best,
him
best
as your
friend,
brother.
Yeah.
Best
okay.
Friend.
And
yourself get to a zero.
My mom is a saint, and she would probably say, you ought to eat me. And I'd probably be like, well,
yeah.
It's a popular answer.
I don't know. That's. I think that might be the one.
Help.
Well, we need an
probably
answer.
Probably my lover.
Your lover? Okay.
Yeah, I'd be
we'll
like.
Lover
and now is this eat or eat out?
Probably
not your
digest,
mother, dude.
Like cannibalized.
Oh,
cannibalized.
Man.
For sustenance.
I would I would grab a piece of bamboo out. And go fishing, man.
All right, zero on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Who you got?
Zero, zero, zero.
Who do you think wins in a fist fight? A donkey or a walrus?
Neither of them have fists, man. Fuck.
Bam. You just won the internet.
Excellent point.
All right. I don't know. They do two kind of.
Okay, but who would win in a just all-out fight? Like just
it depends. Is
a
this,
fight.
Is this in water or on land?
Tail, tusk
let's say
fight.
We put him in. We put him in a ring on some dirt. And it's indoors,
well,
and
that
the donkey
fucking,
and walrus
what is it?
Throw down.
No,
that walrus, I don't know, man. That's
you know,
tough
walruses
one.
Are some violent animals.
That's
man.
Why I asked the tough questions.
A donkey, if you push them the wrong direction, they get fucking pissed.
I bet a walrus,
see,
though, has too low of a center of gravity to
you
be,
ever seen
to
a donkey
be affected
try to
by
swim?
The donkey kick.
Yeah.
Doesn't
they're just
like
gonna
he
roll
could get
over.
Out of the way though. He just sit there and kept getting fucking.
He probably just keep rolled down the hill. You know, he just like rolled.
If it was on the beach, I feel like that walrus might hop up onto the dry side of the donkey and drown that motherfucker.
I think we should really make this happen sometime and find out.
We need to find out.
Do you think we could ever make them fight?
Yeah.
I think
I don't even think it would take much to
I think
to
they'd
want to
fight.
Honestly, I think they would get along and watch us dumbasses.
Just look if only like, they were natural enemies. There's got to be a place in Mexico.
Wouldn't
where
it
this
be funny
happens.
Though if instead of fighting they just fucked each other?
The donkey walrus.
I was gonna say like, well, what if they were both males? But then I was like, I guess that still counts.
That would be pretty wonky.
Like, I guess I could still.
It's 1999 now.
Spunk.
That would be pretty wonky, you know.
All right. We'll go with a few points for that. All right.
Now, what do these points get us, man?
You'll see.
Find out. See.
Hang in there. We're not quite there yet.
All right.
If you were okay, let's say you're on your way to the gas chamber.
Chamber.
What is the last meal that you would request?
Oh man,
anything you want.
I would ask for like 10 pounds of Dungeness crab, and I would. I would not like that's. I would just eat as much crab as I physically could.
I want that right now.
that's one of my favorite foods.
Imagine the gas.
Is that?
Oh god,
my girlfriend's bean and rice burritos with cooked in avocado oil.
In the next room.
I want that now too. Yeah,
she can't. She's listening in right good. Now.
That's
he
honestly what
else.
I would want to eat. Before
Since she's
I
here, she should go down and cook us some bean.
How
rice.
Do you have a girlfriend when you just wander homeless with your unregistered car?
I ask myself the same thing. Man.
Oh my god,
it's charming. He's young.
That's. Life's weird, man.
I got a couple.
It's the
plans.
Shoes, man.
Life's pretty strange.
Well, let's switch it back to Zach. Zach, now that you're being walked to the gas chamber, you've already had your burrito and everything.
Yeah.
Actually, Riku, can you ask him the question for me?
You are being escorted to a gas chamber by a clown.
Fuck.
Which comedian would you like to be that clown?
Thank you, Riku.
Ooh.
Somebody blow Riku's nose. She sounds a little stuffed up.
I'm not much for humor, but
dig.
I would say Robin Williams, man.
Nice. Very good call.
As he is
song.
Today.
Groucho
As
Marx.
As he is today.
Groucho Marx all the way around.
Groucho, wow. Groucho
never
Marx?
Had Groucho.
We've never thought, oh, that's classic that one, and old school.
I would. Groucho Marx is a clown
Dude,
escorting me to the gas
the
chamber.
Best.
I would be happy.
I never thought
I'd
of
like,
him, but what a great.
Full of crap.
I want him too.
You could tell he'd sympathize a little bit with you.
Yeah. I can't even imagine how witty the comments he would make would be. I could just imagine the wiggling of the cigar. And just like,
and
I'd just be like, all right, that's, sorry, buddy. Right.
The only problem with being escorted by Robin Williams is I know he'd ask me to try that fucking burrito, man. And then, you know.
Can I have some of your burrito?
And you're like, no, go away,
Itch.
Robin.
Like, this is my last meal, Robin, come on.
He's like, I'm hungry too.
All right, so now I'm going to leave
guys,
it.
Do you guys have the internet?
Do we have internet? No.
Yeah, never?
I have outer nets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we pirate Wi-Fi.
Oh,
all
can.
The way. Everywhere.
Is there? We'll ask this other question later. We're still doing the quiz. Rapid fire. Rick, Mr. Baker, and Chewy, go.
All at the same time?
Yeah, take turns, you know. You know how we do it.
Paper or plastic?
Paper.
That was a bad one, sorry.
Burlap, baby.
Okay, burlap, the good. Third answer.
That's pretty good. Bluegrass.
Gets a point for that.
Stained or Limp Bizkit?
Ooh.
Who the fuck is that?
That's a good answer.
How would they? They'll never even know.
I guess Limp Bizkit because Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
Just because of the album title?
Because of the album title, nice. Yes.
As long as there's gravy on there, biscuits.
Yeah, biscuits are pretty good.
Okay, would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I already have red hair.
So would you trade it for being gay?
No, I'm pretty okay with it. Okay.
Okay. You'd have to ask me if I had experience either. But I don't know.
Okay. Chewbacca?
Semen or pus?
Pus, I guess.
I don't know where I'm going.
If I had like a blister that was like popping up, I'd rather be full pus than semen.
All right. In a better bathroom.
But what if semen or what if pus came out of your dick?
Oh. All right, then. Okay, so I mean, God. It depends on the circumstances.
Yeah.
Let's say. What are the circumstances of the arising?
Right. I would love it, man. I would be all at it if I didn't have semen coming out of here.
Is that two for pus?
No, I mean it depends. Are we in bed or bathroom?
All right, next.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
We're going to get
circumcised
zero.
Circumcised or not?
Riku has a question. Circumcised or not?
I am not. I am circumcised.
I am not.
Okay. Lex gets the big points right, Riku, from Rick.
There you go, bud.
Zach gets the points from the rest of us.
Sorry, buddy.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, fuck. That's so hard. They're so different, man. But I did grow up watching both. And... the other night, I was watching Star Trek with my cousin, and I was like, I love Star Trek, and I probably keep watching forever, man. So, Star Trek.
Okay.
Thank you.
Attaboy.
Fuck them both. Give me a mandolin.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Zach the point on that one.
Yeah.
So you can.
That was rapid.
That was pretty rapid.
That came out quick.
Beat
up or arrested?
Ooh, good one.
Beat up.
Both, if you're gonna offer me. Mm-hmm.
Vomit or diarrhea?
I'd rather have diarrhea.
Coming out of which end? Are we switching it up? Vomit out the...
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to give you a point for being weird. That was a good one.
Zach's just stacking them up
Flip
over
that
there.
Shit around. Yeah.
Stacking up
vomit or vomit or diarrhea? Are we in a pool or...
You're on the toilet.
It could be.
On the toilet? Probably diarrhea then.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Who would you do, Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
Who the fuck are either of those?
Caitlyn Jenner is a man who became a woman, and Chaz Bono is a woman who became a man.
My girlfriend.
Wait, Chaz Bono is a woman who became a man?
Yeah, Chaz Bono is Sonny and Cher Bono's child, who was born a woman and turned into a guy.
Ooh, so I guess Caitlyn Jenner, but that's a pretty...
Oh. Chaz Bono's pretty fucked up looking.
You find me in the outhouse beating it, man.
To which
and
one
he's
of them?
Back in the game. Okay.
You could use to me, Bruce.
Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Cancer, because curable.
Hell, I don't know if I may have either of them.
You gotta have either one.
I might have both of them now.
Are you saying both?
Well, fuck it. Kill me, man.
He's going for the points. All right, Zach with both. Bam, bam.
My mom survived cancer, man.
Weed or beer?
Beer.
See, I'm from California, and I have severe soreness, so weed.
Glaucoma.
Legally.
Give me a good IPA, man.
You guys are pretty neck and neck right now. We got any tiebreaker questions out there, guys?
Shoes or socks?
what does that mean?
Was that like an I love
you're looking
lamp?
Around.
Wait,
what are we doing?
Wait,
lamp or fan?
Fan, dude. Fan every day.
Three-parter. Bed, Bath, or Beyond?
Yeah. Beyond, dude. Beyond every day.
Bed, Bath, or
I
Beyond.
I love beds, man.
Bed and Beyond.
Baby, that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
Oh. God damn.
Was that a drop?
That was from last
that
week.
That was a drop, yeah.
Oh, God. He did it.
Yay!
Let's hear it again.
Oh, baby. That really was. Never mind. So that's who I was talking to in that story that wasn't
kind.
True.
Please, can you give me some coffee?
All right. Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis.
They both stole their fucking shit, you know?
So you're anti-Elvis and Beatles?
I love them both, but they're both bastards.
All right, let's do
Elvis played Bill Monroe, dude. You gotta stay true.
Beatles played Chuck Berry before they stole Chuck Berry, actually.
Iron Maiden or Judas Priest?
Jesus Christ.
Iron Maiden.
All right. So I've tallied up the points here, and Lex is our big winner with 873. Zach, you were close with 797.
Wow, what arbitrary
scoring.
Cut 20
out of there and we'll be perfect, man.
He's got a whole math page.
I was close.
Don't question it.
It's like a D&D legit book. He's like opened up to it. Are you rolling a D20 for like the questions? And
you got to pass a defense check.
Yeah.
You got it.
Can I make a saving
Good
throw?
Good game,
or?
You guys. Good game. We have no prizes, but if we did, they'd be sponsored by F and Punks. We just ran out this week, so sorry, fellas.
It's cool, man.
Oh, but yeah, a free hand job at any Dogwater Studios location.
That's right.
Check is in the, check is in the mail.
All right. I mean, how many locations
do you
have?
Apply, though.
Just
restrictions
this one.
Apply.
Just the one.
Offers, right. Offer good while supplies last.
And the views and commentaries of the Worst Little Podcast do not exactly reflect everybody's opinion in the Worst
they
Little.
They do, too.
I don't know about that. Are you just talking about yourself?
Yeah.
I think they pretty much represent everybody.
In other words, I'm not giving nobody a hand job today. So, it's not in the mood this week. It's
that's
where
restrictions
apply.
Luckily
for you, I wasn't planning to ask.
Right. Good job. I'm sorry.
You dick.
But what you guys do get to win is playing
another
song on our wonderful show.
Let's do that Good Woman's Love there in the key of C.
Hey, man, play an original. Play that Honey Buns for these guys.
Why don't you do double back-to-back.
All right.
We'll do it back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
We'll start with
it's because everyone else is leaving the room. We're just going to play it to...
We'll leave right you back. Alone.
We got to expose the radio secrets. Or the internet radio secrets. All right. Good Woman's Love. Good Woman's Love.
All right.
And a good woman's love.
Fucking A.
Nice.
Do more, do more.
Yeah, we'll go into a song called Honey Buns here, written by me. Knocking on your door, trying to get back to that place I was before. Riding on a freight train, trying to ride a lonesome song. Riding on a freight train, 7 coaches long. I'm here today, but tomorrow I'll be gone. Cannot give you all my loving, but I can give you this song.
String bullshit.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's not a bad compliment.
The fuck?
Awesome.
Jesus, dude, it's like great. It's like meeting some old blues guy that's a hobo on a train, but you're some young kid.
Yeah,
it's just weird.
I was just thinking that, like,
fuck.
Yeah, well, we basically are hobos on trains and stuff. I mean, yeah.
You guys are like out of an old 50s movie. It's fucking.
I think you're gonna do well at this. So
yeah, and this podcast is gonna get us on the bluegrass.
Hopefully, it reaches Donald Trump.
Were those songs your guys's, those last two?
That last one was the one prior was an old traditional called Good Woman's Love, and then that's Honey for My Buns. That's,
see, I would have thought it was the other way around. That's crazy.
Yeah, this guy has a lot of originals, though. He writes some real traditional, I don't know.
Some real traditional bullshit.
Yeah. Sympathetic string.
For a 20-year-old kid, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
How come you guys call it Felonies?
Well, the deep meaning is knees is kinetic neuro energy experimentalists, which is I came up with the name a couple of years ago, and then Lex is the most fit knee that I've found since then, and we got the ball rolling a couple of weeks ago right after Father's Day, and hopefully it don't stop until it at least knocks over a couple of pins. You know?
Yeah, really. What do you guys think of us for two and a half weeks, something like that?
It's fucking tight, dude.
I think we're doing all right. Nowhere to go but up, I think.
I'm definitely going to keep track of what you guys are up to in the future.
Yeah,
well, you can't follow them. They're just wandering around somewhere.
Well, we'll be back in Reno to open for the Dusty Green Bones band, which is good friends of mine from down in Southern California.
We're also playing Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful thing. One of them's on the 18th and the other's on the 19th, but we'll definitely post Facebook events if you follow us on Facebook at the Fellow Knees.
In July?
The Fellow Knees.
Yeah, in August. We'll be back in August.
August, okay. And we're playing at the short-ass tour.
No, well, we're gonna be out for a month. We're going to be back for a few days, and we're going
to
be on the road.
So if you guys, even on Facebook, going to tell us where you're at on the road, too?
Yeah,
so
we'll be posting Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
And that is under
Twitter, actually.
Fellow Knees.
Yeah, we're fellow. Yeah, facebook.com/fellowknees. No the in it. Okay. For some
but
reason.
If you search on Facebook, you search The Fellow Knees, K-N-E-E-S, then you'll find us.
Okay. Yeah.
The two ugly looking mofos.
And we're aiming to, like, we're going to be posting just jams and stuff on our SoundCloud. Like, we're all about that that impromptu idea of music, you know?
Do you guys have recordings up right now?
We've got a
session over at Studio on 4th here in Reno, Nevada.
We have a
45 minutes of practice.
Just a set list, basically?
Yeah, we
have a whole 45-minute show that's up there on YouTube right now.
That's cool.
Yeah, you can see us up there.
So you guys are on Bandcamp and SoundCloud?
We're not on Bandcamp yet. We're going to do our – that's going to be for our, you know, nice recordings.
Yeah, yeah.
And then SoundCloud's going to be for our impromptu recordings. For fun, because that's what I like to listen to.
For sure.
So that's what I want to provide for people who are fans of us, is that kind of...
it fits the style of what you guys are doing.
Yeah. If you're not feeling like you could be sitting right in front of that guy, and he could be playing it right in front of your face, then it's not authentic enough for us. That's what I think about it. That's why we like doing this podcast stuff, because whether we make a mistake or not, it's going to be in there forever.
Right.
So everyone who hears this stuff, they're hearing us as we really are. This is... You know, we essentially don't ever rehearse. We just go out and play. We busk and we play shows and stuff.
Man, and that's all this show does is live, like whatever you do. And some people are like, man, I fucked this up. I fucked that up. And I always look at them after the show and go, dude, it's live every week. Like, that's what our audience is used to. This is what people really sound like.
You don't get a bunch of takes, but yeah.
You know? I mean, if you ask me, there's no such thing as a mistake, just a little bit of spice.
You go back to the 30s, there was a guy setting up, you know, this big old horn microphone, putting you down on vinyl. As you played, there was no second take. It was just, you know, that's what it was. Robert Johnson and these guys were
soggy bottom boys.
Yeah, definitely.
Just laying it down, you know.
Robert Johnson. Yeah, he did some just straight recordings, and those are the only recordings we have of that man.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he died amazing. Super young, 27, 28 years old,
and they sound amazing.
Amazing. And
he's in hell now.
You can find. I implore you guys to look up on YouTube. There's a speed corrected versions of Robert Johnson's recordings because they got slowed down or sped up because of the age of the recording technology. Yeah. And if you listen to them speed corrected, you know, pitch corrected, then they're so much better. And they were already so good. But how could they be so much better? You know,
they seems just like they would lose a little something.
I don't know. It's
authenticity.
Those recording machines, I mean, it was like a wind-up thing.
Yeah.
By the time you got to the 1950s,
like spring-loaded.
By the time you got to the 1950s at Abbey Road, at EMI Studios in England, they were using a giant weight that would slowly descend from the ceiling
to
make the turntable be as even as possible. Because a motor wasn't even enough back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
So the Robert Johnson days, that was like a wind-up, like a music box wind-up.
Yeah,
bullshit,
someone's probably just cranking it, like,
yeah,
just keeping it going constant.
So I think that's about, just like old silent films were always, like, yep, faster. Like people didn't, yeah, walk like that. They're,
yeah,
all
they're sped up.
Well, there's some of those things on those old Robert Johnson recordings. If you listen, like, if you've listened to the classic ones, which I'm sure all you guys have, but if you listen to the classic ones, you might hear something and be like, oh, was that a mistake? But then if you listen to the corrected ones, you're like, clearly it wasn't. Like, he's better than you think he is.
Yeah, so he was all that on purpose. Yeah.
Were they faster, slower, or wobbling back and forth between faster and slower?
I think it was going back and forth depending on the track. They tended that each track kind of had to be adjusted manually individually.
Right. Well, each one would have been a different tension on the springs that were wound up in the fucking thing,
yeah,
that was recorded.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and how old are the springs and everything?
I mean, those recordings are from 1928 or something. They're not like new.
That's crazy though.
So. Yeah, it's great stuff, though. Really great. Also, old Mississippi John Hurt. It's kind of like that. Just fantastic recordings.
Delta Blues, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome that YouTube exists in the world, so you can actually just right now check it out.
You can just look into it. People at home make the corrections, you know. It's cool stuff.
Yep. Dude, my favorite shit from Louis Armstrong is the early, early stuff when he was with when he was just a gang of people and they were just recording on like an acoustic, like a big acoustic fucking, it was the recordings before they had microphones. And then he's got this one piece that I really love and it just sounds so raw and so natural. Like they just fucking played
it. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then I found out like a month ago that he had a patent done for the whole solo exactly note for note the way it is on the recording.
Oh yeah.
From 3 years before. Dude. So it wasn't just all like they just sat down and did it. I was really kind of disappointed.
You ever heard the song After You've Gone?
Of course.
It's a damn good one.
I love After You've Gone.
I think we're in recording land.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah,
I'd give you the wind if I had some, but
right.
Hey man, let's burn it down on one. Let's do John Hardy or something. Let's let's do a fast one.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
John Hardy was a desperate little man, strapped on his guns every day. Shot down a man on the West Virginia line. You oughta seen John Hardy get away. You oughta seen John Hardy getting away. Well, he run up to Virginia, round the east of Stonebridge. Thought he would surely be free. But along come a marshal with a gun in his hand, saying, Johnny, come along with me.
Now, Johnny, you come along with me.
The dress she wore was blue. She hollered up to Johnny as he rode home out of town, saying, Johnny, I'll be true to you.
Johnny, I'll be true.
Johnny, I'll be true to you. His legend traveled from the east to the west, from the north to the south side of town. When the sun comes up tomorrow, they'll let John Hardy down. Gonna hang him from the hanging ground. They're gonna let John Hardy swing down. Virginia line, you oughta seen John Hardy getting away. You oughta seen John Hardy getting away.
Yeah.
Hella.
All right.
Hella.
Kick.
Yeah, we felt like down, just guys. Laying one down, man.
All right. You want to do that tonight, the bottle let me down here?
Oh, yeah. What, in A?
We're going to end the show here, fellas.
Man, we'll play forever. You got to kick us out. You got to kick us out.
If you want to do one for the
no,
for
no,
the
you
outro,
to,
we
you're still
going to
play another song. We just, yeah. We're just going to do the
we're going to do the goodbye show.
Can I just say real quick that
yeah, Rick, go ahead.
One of the main highlights of my evening tonight as being one of the, like a co-host was Mr. Nick Ramirez brought me a beer.
Oh, no cool. way!
What a gentleman!
Oh, how the tables have turned!
Yeah. Who's whose bitch now?
You guys are doing a fine job interviewing,
damn.
And I felt the need. We didn't have an intern, so
oh my
I just
God.
Had to throw that out.
I gotta go
You're
back and do my
stuff. Getting up, getting people shit.
Yeah.
Can we get another intern for that?
Please, can you give me some coffee?
Sounds like a home girl.
That's funny.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for having us on, guys. We
thanks
really
for being
appreciate
here,
it.
Guys.
It's been awesome.
The Fellow Knees, they're going on tour up the coast.
We're, our dates will be posted,
them.
Yeah. They'll be posted eventually.
You're on Facebook.
Facebook.
You're on
Instagram.
Instagram.
As soon as they know, you'll know.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're playing this Saturday at the Saint, so go see them. Opening for what's the band again?
Everyday Outlaw, I think, is the name. They're from Truckee, I believe.
We don't know if they suck or not, right?
We don't. I don't so don't know anything about them. But so they have Outlaw in the name, so.
Sure, blues, bluegrass,
it
country.
Better not suck.
I'm from Truckee. Yeah.
And the Saint is a great, great venue if you haven't been there yet. Wonderful place to see a show. A couple black dudes in that shit, too. All colors are welcome there. It's a wonderful place. Speaking of that, Roxy Colley will be there the night before
Roxy
you,
Colley?
Fellas, with the Electric.
Roxy
That's my band,
Fuck
Roxy
yeah.
Colley.
Yeah.
And then Roxy will also be at Sassabration in Carson City. On Saturday,
nice.
My woman's band, The Shames, is playing at 5 p.m.
I love them.
So, and Chewbacca, you got something this weekend?
I just want to remind everybody to spay and neuter your cats, especially if you live in the trailer park behind the cheesesteak place on Kitski. Shit's getting fucked up.
Definitely. It's not cool.
We're narrowcasting
overpopulation.
Over by the VA hospital, too. That shit is no joke.
That, too. Any place in the city, if you got a cat, cut its nuts off.
True that.
Both Ricks, do you have anything this weekend?
I'm recording a metal band. What about you, Rick?
I'm not recording a metal band.
Fuck.
All right.
You're not painting a sidewalk either, huh?
I'm not. No, I'm going to go home and recuperate, man.
Right on, right on. So with that, for Rory Dowd, who couldn't be here, Mr. Baker, Chewbacca.
Thank you guys very much.
Dogwater Dick.
And break a leg, Rory, on your musical thing that you're doing tonight. Whatever
theatrical,
that is.
Theatrical.
Thing. He's in a theater group. He's acting.
He's playing video games, acting like.
But
we
do have a band, and one day, the One Ton Dooley with me and Rory, Spike and Jack will be out to do a nice show.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
And you
when are you guys gonna do the podcast?
Rick, Rory actually looks cooler than the rest of us.
No,
even
I'm
though
all about
he's
drinking pee.
The worst player, he looks.
It's very sterile.
He's
yeah,
like
yeah,
like it's sterile.
The art guy in the Beatles, but
that's for real, man.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It has been great. You really going to play The Bottle Let Me Down?
Oh, well, it's a toss-up between that or When I Wrote, I think.
Let's do an original. Let's do an original to let it off.
Well, we can't do two more, can we?
Yeah, we can.
Can we? All right, we'll do The Bottle Let Me Down.
We do what we want. I mean, it's not like, you know,
what?
People pissed off.
Well, we'll actually end it with some Merle Haggard. We'll do When I Wrote here called Alice of Mine.
But first, Nick's going to say goodbye, right?
All right, thanks for listening. Life is short, and I love you.
We're talking out of our ass.
Take it away, felonies.
Thank you.
Said I couldn't stand. I said, watch me. They said she's gone. I said she'll be back. You wait and see. But when she was there, I was with another next to me. So hold me tight, hold me close, let's get out of here. Take it back. it's 5 to 1. Oh. Alice of mine, and here's the bottle. Let me down to close us out. Thank you, Haggard. Let's do it up in B flat there.
B flat.
Well, each night I leave the barroom with a well. Hold on a second. Sorry about that, folks.
Don't be flat.
Isn't it usually in like D?
Yeah, let's try that in D there.
I got your D.
You got a D?
I got a D.
Skinny D. Dirty D.
You guys weren't kidding about the dick
fat
jokes.
D.
We've taken it easy, too.
Yeah. The
show's usually way worse.
We appreciate that.
Here in the key of that fatty D is Tonight the Bottle Let Me Down by Merle Haggard.
Thanks, everyone.